Making choices about your healthcare, that's one of those really significant decisions we all face, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You're looking for the right fit, the best care, and, well, let's be honest, navigating all the information out there can sometimes feel like a bit of a maze.
It really can. You want to feel empowered to make informed choices, right? And that means looking beyond, the surface stuff, the glossy brochures, and maybe the website headlines.
You want the real story.
Exactly. You want to understand what the actual experiences of other patients have been like.
And that's precisely what we're diving into today. We're exploring the power of those patient experiences and how understanding them can be, well, a real advantage for you as you navigate your own healthcare journey. We've been looking at some really fascinating information around how healthcare providers are actually capturing patient experiences, specifically through video testimonials.
Right, video, that's key.
Our goal here is to understand how these work and, maybe more importantly, why they should matter to you as someone looking for care.
And right off the bat, there was this statistic that really jumped out at me.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, a pretty significant number, 81% of consumers report being unsatisfied with their healthcare experience overall.
81%. Wow.
Yeah. Let that sink in for a second.
That's quite high.
It really underscores how important it is to find reliable information, stuff that goes beyond just the standard marketing spiel.
Okay. So let's dig into that a bit then.
Yeah.
If so many people aren't, completely happy, where do you even start looking for providers who consistently get it right?
Well, it turns out a lot of people turn to reviews, what other people are saying.
Makes sense.
We found that when patients are selecting a healthcare provider, they actively search for and really rely on reviews. In fact, Software Advice found that a large majority, get this, 71% use online reviews as their very first step.
The first thing they do.
The first thing, when looking for a new doctor, that's a really significant starting point for so many people.
It is, and it really taps into something fundamental about how we make decisions, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's that social proof idea.
Yeah. You want to see what others have gone through before you commit.
And these reviews, they offer incredibly valuable insights, from the patient's perspective.
Things you wouldn't normally find.
Exactly. Aspects of care, maybe the waiting room experience, the staff attitude things a doctor's website just wouldn't highlight.
Right. It really builds trust. I mean, think about it. INC reports that a huge percentage, 84%, trust online reviews almost as much as a personal recommendation.
Wow, almost like a friend telling you.
Yeah, like getting advice from someone you know and trust, and it's about your health, something so personal. Well, that trust is invaluable. You've probably done it yourself, right? Looked at reviews for a restaurant, maybe a hotel.
Oh, definitely. All the time.
It just makes sense. You'd want that same confidence for healthcare.
And this brings us to something even more impactful, I think, which is how these experiences are being shared through video.
Okay, video testimonials.
Yeah. This falls under that umbrella of user-generated content, or UGC.
Right, UGC, I've heard that term.
So, user-generated content, basically, Hootsuite defines it as original brand-specific content created by customers and published on social media or other channels.
So in this case, it's real patients sharing their own story.
Exactly. In their own words, on their own terms, authentic experiences.
And when it comes to actually making an impression, video seems way more effective, doesn't it?
Hugely effective. The research really backs this up. One day found viewers retain something like 95% of a message from video.
95%. And compared to what for text?
Compared to only 10% if they just read it in text.
That is a massive difference.
It's huge. It just sticks with you so much more.
And I guess it's the emotion, right?
That's a big part of it. Video conveys emotion so much more effectively. You might read, "I was satisfied." Okay.
Yeah, it's flat.
But seeing someone's genuine smile, hearing the warmth, maybe even relief in their voice, that communicates so much more.
It adds that layer of authenticity, trust.
Absolutely. You're not just getting information, you're kind of witnessing someone's real feelings, their satisfaction.
And for you, then, if you're the person looking for care, that probably makes a big difference.
You'd think so.
A short video clip, someone saying, "The doctor really listened," or "The staff made me feel comfortable."
Right.
That's going to grab you more than just reading it.
It feels more tangible somehow,
Yeah.
more real.
Yeah. So how can healthcare providers actually, harness this power of video?
Well, it really starts at the basics, doesn't it? Creating genuinely positive experiences for their patients in the first place.
Right. If people are happy, they're more likely to share.
Exactly. When patients feel genuinely cared for, satisfied with how things went, they're naturally more inclined to talk about it.
Makes sense.
So the next step is just making it as easy as possible for them to share that, especially in a video format. Remove the friction.
Okay, so what are some ways they do that? Our sources mentioned some practical strategies.
Yeah, one really effective approach seems to be emailing patients after their appointments.
A follow-up email.
Right. Thanking them for coming in and then inviting them to share feedback. They can even use, like, pre-designed templates to ask the right questions.
Ah, smart.
And here's the clever part. Include a direct link in that email. Takes them straight to a simple platform where they can just record and submit a quick video.
Nice and easy. No hoops to jump through.
Exactly. Another pretty low-tech but effective method is just a simple flyer.
Like handing it out as they leave.
Mm-hmm. With a QR code on it. They just scan it with their phone.
And boom, it takes them to the recording page.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Again, redirecting them to a user-friendly place to record a brief video. The key is making it effortless.
Think about your own experience, right? If something's easy,
you're way more likely to actually do it.
Absolutely. And timing seems really important, too. Like, when do you ask?
Yeah, that came up quite a bit. The ideal moment seems to be pretty soon after they've had that positive experience.
Well, it's fresh.
Exactly. Yeah. If a treatment just finished successfully, or they had a really great chat with a staff member, or they just told you how happy they are.
That's the moment.
That's a prime opportunity. The positive feelings are right there, and the feedback is likely to be really genuine and, you know, enthusiastic.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What about follow-ups?
Follow-up appointments or even just check-in calls are also great times.
Right.
If a patient's coming back to talk about their progress, maybe they're feeling much better or they just got good news.
They're probably feeling grateful.
Yeah, grateful, reflective. They can speak directly about the impact the care has had. It's powerful.
And sometimes people just offer it up, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Spontaneous appreciation, a heartfelt thank you at the end of a visit, maybe a nice email they send later.
Those are gold.
Totally. And in those moments, a simple follow-up, like, hey, we really appreciate you saying that. Would you be open to sharing that in a quick video? That can be super effective.
Gentle nudge.
Right. And don't forget just the efficiency of a timely email right after the visit.
The standard follow-up.
Yeah. A thank you email sent maybe later that day or the next day. It can include a really clear, easy way for them to share a video.
Gotcha.
Our source even gave a good example of the wording, something like, thanks for choosing us. We'd love to hear about your visit. Share your thoughts in a quick video. It'll take less than a minute.
Oh, I like that. Concise, friendly, highlights how quick it is.
Exactly. Removes any intimidation factor.
So this all sounds really great in theory, but, you know, practices are busy. How do they actually manage all this? Collecting and organizing these videos efficiently.
Yeah, good question. And that's where these specialized tools come in. We saw mentions of platforms like Vidlo.
Vidlo. Okay, what's that about?
Well, it's presented as a platform specifically designed to make gathering these video testimonials much simpler for healthcare practices.
Streamlining it.
Pretty much. It lets them set up these user-generated content campaigns quickly. And importantly, it's designed for the patient, too, making it possible for them to create a branded video in, like, under a minute.
Under a minute. That's fast.
Yeah, that ease of use is just critical for getting people to actually do it.
And then what happens with the videos?
They all get stored in one central place, like a dashboard. Makes it easy for the practice staff to find them, review them.
And then use them.
Exactly. Use them in their marketing. Think about it, putting these genuine patient stories on their website.
Or social media.
Yeah, social media channels, maybe even in online ads. It's a really powerful way to build that trust with potential new patients. You're showing real experiences.
You're letting patients speak for the practice.
Precisely. And by amplifying those voices, the provider is basically showing, hey, we value your experience. We care about your satisfaction.
Fosters a connection.
It does. And often these platforms like Vidlo can also collect a bit more info like the patient's name, maybe zip code, which doctor they saw.
Ah, so the practice gets some useful data too.
Right. Helps them understand their patients better, see where things are going well.
Okay, so let's bring this all together then. For you, the listener, understanding how important and impactful these patient video testimonials are. Well, it can really empower you when you're making healthcare choices.
Absolutely. Seeing and hearing these authentic stories, these real accounts from other patients, it gives you a much clearer, more personal feel for what to expect.
Helps you make a more informed decision about your own care in the end.
Definitely. It takes you beyond just looking at, say, star ratings or reading a few written lines.
It lets you connect with the actual human experience of getting care there.
Mm-hmm. The real deal.
So here's maybe a final thought for you to chew on. Think back to the last time you had a really great or, maybe a not so great healthcare experience. How powerful might a short video have been? You sharing that experience, not just for the provider, giving them that direct feedback, but also for other people out there trying to navigate their own healthcare journey, trying to make the best choices for themselves.
It really makes you think, doesn't it, about the growing role of our voices, the patient voice, in actually shaping how healthcare evolves.